We are still at tempo 80 beats per minute, and I'm gonna play whole notes. This is something that a lot of students also feel that they know, but when push comes to shove, can they really do it? No, they're actually, they don't really know what a whole note is, what a half note is. They can't really play them in time. I'm gonna give you examples of me playing it, and I want you to play along with me, all right? This is something I see over and over, developing rhythmic skills, all right? So we're gonna play whole notes. And then this is any notes that you want. Doesn't have to be the same notes that I'm playing. As long as they're in the A minor pentatonic, it'll sound good together. You can play in any position you want. Right now, just for ease of, you know, you're following along with me, I'm gonna play in that fifth position or fifth fret area for the A minor pentatonic, the first one we did in the last track. Okay, and I'm only gonna play whole notes, and I want you to play along with me. So we count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whole notes is obviously 4 beats. Make sure it's right on the metronome click. Okay, only when you can play those right on the beat should you move on to half notes. If not, work on it for another year. I'm just kidding. I had a teacher, actually I'm kidding, but you know, I'm a bit of a, well, for lack of a better word, I'm a bit of a wimp. You know, I don't like to crack the whip with my students in the middle of a lesson too much, because you know, I can get a bit intense and I want it to be fun and everything like that. But when you're on your own, you can take as much time as you want. I used to have a teacher, no, this is no joke, who made me play like at 40 beats per minute, whole notes, to get them exactly accurate. And we would spend like 20 to 30 minutes of an hour lesson every single week. And why was he having me do that? Because he went to hear my band when he first became my teacher. This was in New York City. And I was, I don't know, 20, I can't remember, 25 or something. He went to hear my band play, and he obviously didn't think my time was very good, and it probably wasn't. Because I've heard tapes of myself playing, you know, my time is good now, but it's only because, you know, he partially beat it out of me. Now, I don't have that kind of, I'm not that kind of teacher, like an in-your-face, you know, put your nose to the grindstone type of thing. I'm more, you know, I'm like more liberal, whatever it is. But it's not serviceable to you, because, you know, the most serviceable, I'm just admitting right now, the most serviceable teachers are the most pain in the neck ones. And so I'm going to be a pain in the neck on this tape, because I expect you to really take it seriously. If you cannot play in rhythm, you will never attract people to your music. That's a pretty strong generalization. It don't mean, much better said by the famous Duke Ellington, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Now, of course, he's not just referring to swing music, you know, jazz or something. He's referring to the inner motion of rhythm within music. If you want to master phrasing, there is no way you can have good phrasing if you haven't mastered your basic wholes, halves, quarters, eighths and sixteenths, which is this part, phase two of the phrasing. And there's no way you can master that if you haven't mastered the actual pentatonic scales, which was part one. All right, so we're doing whole notes. Here we go. And make sure it's right on the beat and enjoy that long note. I'm doing you a favor, or maybe not. Maybe I'm doing you a disservice by having you do it at 80 beats per minute. I could have you doing it at 40 beats per minute, and it would take you hours, and that would be good. Maybe I just don't have the same amount of patience that teacher had. Maybe it's not because I'm nice. Maybe it's because I'm... No, anyway, it doesn't matter. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. All right, now half notes are 2 beats each. So we switch to half notes. Make sure they're right on the money. And if they're not, pause this recording and go do it for 10 years. I'm gonna go back to whole notes. Again, half notes are two beats each. Okay, now I expect you to be able to go back and forth between halves and wholes on the money, you know, at least at 80 beats per minute. Try it at 60, try it at 100. Try it at 40, try it at 150, whatever. You know, and have them down. And then we'll go to quarter notes, which are every beat. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. The picking, I didn't really say it, picking for these holes, halves, and quarters is all downs. We're going to get to alternate picking in a second when we get to eighth notes. Mixing up to be able to go back and forth between holes, halves, and quarters. All right, I'm going to call it out and then you play it along with me. We're going to start with whole. I'm going to call out the rhythms in random order, just holes, halves, and quarters, and mix them up and play them along with me. Holes are first. 1, 2, 3, 4. Quarters. Halves. Now whole. Halves. Quarters. Okay, stop the recording and make sure you can do it holes, halves, and quarters at will with the metronome, and then only then proceed to the eighth notes. So eighth notes is 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and we're going to use up and down picking, alternate picking, starting with a down on the beat. So on the beat is always down and on the end is up. So 1 and 2, 3 and 4. And also relax your picking hand. You do not have to pick hard. Okay, especially on an electric guitar. Having a light touch goes a long way. So I'm gonna call out the different rhythms, holes, half, quarters, and eighths, and you're gonna play them along with me. I'm gonna call them out in any order, starting with eighth notes. 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and now quarters. Eighths again. Quarters. And then halves. And then wholes. Quarters. And then eighths. Quarters. And whole notes. And then halves. And then eighths. Thank you. Okay, good. Now, when it comes to 16th notes, you may not be able to play them at 80 beats per minute because your right hand technique hasn't developed that far. Well, that's a goal. So if you can't do it at 80, slow it down to 60 or something, you know. But for right now, for the purposes of right now, I'm going to assume that you can play 1E and a 2E and a, okay, so the little syllables for 16th notes, we put the syllables E and A in between the beat and the and, and we put the syllable A between the and the next beat, so it sounds like 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4. So when you're describing rhythms, and you actually do say these, you know, in the studio, I was a, you know, pro studio musician for years, you really do say, if you have a rhythm like 1E, like 1E, a 2, and 1E, a 2, and 3E, 4, 1E, a 2, and 3E, 4, and a, like that, you know, you just say, it's like a little language. So, you know, in other countries, they have a whole rhythmic language, like in India. So ours is very rudimentary by comparison, but it's a small taste of it. The 16th note would be 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4. Okay? You do not have to play the notes in succession, but you can play like two notes per beat, or two notes at a time. You can play four notes. That's an easy way to practice it. Do two notes. But once you get around that and you're able to move around, then we'll spread them out. 1E and a 2, 3E and a 4. Now, if you are unable to play it, then do these exercises slower. Another option is you can use hammer-ons and pull-offs. All right, that's in another audio course, so I'm not going to get too involved with hammer-ons and pull-offs right now. But at any particular tempo, you know, if, let's say you're practicing this exercise at tempo 150, you'll definitely, I shouldn't say definitely, but you know, you won't be able to play continuous 16th notes. I can't, not at 150. I think I can't remember where my limit is. It's probably right around the 150 mark, but you know, I can't do them continuously. But so I use hammer-ons and pull-offs, where you only pick once per note. But anyway, right now I'm going to give you 16ths, and then I'm going to call out the different combinations: eighths, quarters, halves, wholes, etc. And just playing with me on the fly. 1, 2, 16th notes first. So, eighth. Back to 16th. Eighth. Back to 16th. Coming up. Fun, right? So that's your little rhythmic workout. That in of itself can take months and months to master. Good luck and have fun with that.